This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
What shall we do with the youth of today? Parents seem more stressed than ever. Because of my advanced age and great intellect, I am often asked for guidance by the parents of today's youth. I am a baseball fan, and to get slightly off track, I can tell you that I once served as an umpire at a celebrity baseball game. It was for charity. But that sounds like a story for another day. It seems incumbent upon me to step up to the plate in this matter. I'm told that children today would rather stare at their phones than at a good book. I'm not a fan of phones, not in my time or yours. When I am in the presence of another person, my kind nature compels me to converse with that person until I can find a graceful way to withdraw. If the conversation lasts more than 5 minutes, I no longer care about being graceful. The goal now is withdrawal by any means possible. I love spending time with family, friends, and interesting people. As I approach my 70th year, the odds of meeting an interesting stranger seem remote indeed. Newspaper reporters often report that they have interviewed me. Often it's not true. I never protest against that practice. They often quote me as having said, "the most brilliant, the most remarkable things." I am often amazed by the brilliant observations I have made to people whom I have never met. Well, if a reporter is able to support his family in this manner, I usually look the other way. If it benefits him and does me no harm, why should I protest? After all, I have built a career on the artful and strategic use of the lie. I advise the general public to use lies sparingly. They are wise to leave lying to the professionals, like members of Congress and myself. The lie shall not perish from the earth as long as Congress is in session. I was never tempted to run for Congress. From childhood on, lying successfully was always a delightful practice. As a paid politician, it would lose some of that charm. Every child who ever knocked over a lamp and blamed a younger sibling can well remember the thrill of being believed by their mother. Did you ever feel guilty about lying to your parents? As an old man, thinking back, I do feel guilt about lying to my mom. As a child, I felt triumphant. When I was caught, I would replay the incident in my mind for hours. What could I have done differently? As adults, married men experience the same process. However, there is one important difference. It's my experience that my mom would quickly forgive me when she caught me in a lie. Our wives are never that forgiving. Where would we be without women? We would be scarce. Almighty scarce. Oh, God. Oh, dear God. I hope you can forgive me. It was my stated intention to talk about children today. My mind starts on the straight and narrow as I age. The final destination is always uncertain. I will attempt to discipline myself when I speak next week. Here is my goal. I will reverse the process of today. I will begin by talking about lying and end by talking about children. Of course, kind listener, you will be the judge.